and proceed on with the rest of our agenda.
Okay.
Number three, which is the conservation angler. If we get a staff report on this one.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know if these guys are actually anglers. I hate to badmouth Fisher people, but look, if this just keeps happening, my recommendation is there's no reduction on this one. I mean, we have not only three quarters in 2018, two quarters in 2019, and now the third quarter 2020 that were late. And so my my recommendation is no reduction of penalties.
Okay. All right. Any questions on this one?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Fiskin, yes. Before Mr. Burson, does Mr. Moskowitz's letter, page 18 of our documents today, give you any pause in your recommendation about his citation of email address transfers, et cetera, et cetera? I would just say for me it doesn't. I'm just curious as to how you thought about that.
Again, it does not. They know that they are a client. They know that they have a lobbyist that is lobbying for them, right. And they know that there's quarterly reports. And so, and again, like I always talk about, like we are. The staff is here to answer those phone calls. So if you have a question, give us a call. So it does not.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I have a motion when you're ready.
Mr.
Fiskin's motion is that we accept the staff recommendation to make no reduction in penalties relative to a group called the Conservation Angler, number 3 on our regular session agenda for December 18.
So moved. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
We just lost him.
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Very good. Next up are the stipulated final orders and items 4 through 8, all of which deal with the Applegate Valley Rural Fire Protection District, number 9. So could you get a staff report on this one?
Chair Sosa, Commissioners, items 4 through 8, as you say, are stipulated final orders for the Applegate Valley Fire District Board of Directors. The attorney for respondent Gary D. Simone filed the complaint in this matter, alleging possible executive session violations by the board during a series of executive sessions held in the spring to discuss a complaint against the fire chief. Based on the information during the investigation, it appears that on January 31st, the board held an executive session under subsection 2H, but no attorney was present in the meeting as is required. It also appears a second violation occurred on March 18th when the board held an executive session under subsection 2F to discuss the attorney's investigative report, but did not actually consider the report in that executive session. The stipulated final orders in your meeting books provide for these board members to receive letters of education, and we recommend approval.
Thank you, Ms. Myers. Any questions for staff? I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, first, Mr. Burson, what's the correct wording for, is it to accept a stipulated final order or adopt it, or what's the verb?
Accept.
Accept, okay. Mr. Chair, I will move that the commission accept the stipulated final order in the matter involving Gary D. Simone from the Applegate Valley Rural Fire District, item number 4 on our regular session December 18 agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Justin. Any discussion? Roll call. Chris Hollister.
So just really quickly, I guess I just wanted to note that in my experience, this is an issue of common confusion among government legal counsel, the notion that you have to have a paper document to discuss, a privileged paper document. I think part of the confusion stems from the sort of fact that the privilege reference, 4225, includes information, not just documents. And so I just wanted to note that for staff, and to the extent we can focus educational resources on that issue, I think it would be valuable.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Halsey.
I agree, Commissioner Hollister. In this case, if they had taken this confidential investigative report, which by itself would have been an exempt record, and discussed the information in it, even if they didn't share the report with the other board members, I think that may have in fact been information exempt from public disclosure and would have qualified. The problem in this case was, in the executive session, the board chair not only did not share the report, but didn't really discuss it. All he said was, they recommend we're going to dismiss it, so let's dismiss it. And it's like, well, is there actually confidential information, or is it not?
Can I just ask a clarifying point, Investigator Myers? So you said that the chair said they should dismiss it. Was the they there, legal counsel, should dismiss it?
Yeah.
They should. That, okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Sorry.
Okay. Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Item number 5.
Mr. Chair, in the matter involving Mr. Wade Avery from the Applegate Valley Rural Fire Protection District, I will recommend that the Commission accept the stipulated final order. It is item number 5 on our December 18th regular meeting agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Item number 6, Craig Hamm. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, in the matter involving Mr. Craig Hamm from the Applegate Valley Rural Fire Protection District, I will recommend that the Commission accept the stipulated final order, item number 6, on our December 18th regular session agenda.
Thank you. So moved. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Item number 7, Sandy Schaffer. I want to know.
Mr. Chair, in the matter involving Ms. Sandy Schaffer from the Applegate Valley Rural Fire Protection District, I recommend that the Commission accept the stipulated final order, item number 7, on our December 18th regular session agenda.
So moved. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
And finally, we have Michael Parker, item number 8.
Mr. Chair, in the matter involving Mr. Michael Parker from the Board of Directors of the Applegate Valley Rural Fire Protection District, I recommend that the Commission accept the stipulated final order, item number 8, on our December 18th regular session agenda.
So moved. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day? Commissioner Shortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Moving on to the correspondence 9 and 10, the advisory correspondence. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to peruse those. Do any commissioners have any questions or comments in regard to those that they want to bring to staff? Okay. All right, then. We are moving on to item number 11, Trainer's Report.
Hi, everyone. I'm Becky Mason. I'm one of the trainers, and I'll do the report today. I have great news. I have been here for 6 months now, so officially out of the trial period. I snuck that one by Ron, so I'm pretty proud of myself. We've been pretty busy since the last commission meeting. I did a series of 5 total OLCC trainings that were specialized for them, and we got some good feedback from our liaison about everything. We completed an in-depth training with the Silver Falls School District concerning executive session, and we also included overall ethics with that as well, which I think would be very handy for Silver Falls. There's also a lot of follow-up conversation afterwards, which I think really helped clarify things for Silver Falls. Let's see here. Oh, I connected with Danielle Gonzalez from Marion County and to train the North San Yam Sewage Authority on ethics, executive session, lobby, and SEI filings. And this authority includes the cities of Detroit, Idana, Gates, and Mill City, so that's pretty exciting. We are continuing to utilize online remote trainings for convenience and safety. One of the features that I really enjoy about our software is that our students or learners have the ability to message us privately if they have any questions, so then we can bring it up for discussion and leave their name off, so if they're embarrassed or they're shy, they're allowed to ask questions without judgment, which is very nice for them. As you can see, the meeting book contains the scheduled trainings for January. In January, you'll also see, in the January's meeting book, you'll see the scheduling for jurisdictional contacts and our SEI filing trainings that we just put together. So you'll see those next month. And let's see here. So we'll be reaching out to schedule those trainings with our jurisdictional contacts to make sure everyone's up to date. And let's see here. And now I'm going to go ahead and hand it off to Monica to talk about the transition to teams.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Becky. All right. So we have been notified that the Skype for Business is being retired. So DAS will no longer give us access to that, and they will no longer support it. They are recommending Teams as the replacement for that. And so most likely we probably transition to that. Becky and I are staying open. We're going to do some checking to see if there's any other software out there or platform out there that might serve us a little bit better. However, Teams, again, is the one that's being supported by DAS, and so most likely we'll be moving towards that. For the January meeting then, January 29th, we will have a different platform. And in the meantime, Becky and I will decide, you know, we'll talk with Ron on what platform that's going to be. We'll get some training, and then we'll touch base with you and make sure that everybody's on board and ready to go for that January meeting. So just wanted to report that out.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Monica. You and Becky are doing a fantastic job in the midst of obviously very challenging circumstances. So thank you.
Thank you.
For all the great work that you're doing. Any discussion or questions regarding the trainer's report? Executive director's report.
Or just sitting there thinking, like, just as soon as you get all the answers, they change the questions on you. So we'll have a new format for you. I appreciate you guys' patience with that. When we chose Skype for Business, that was the recommendation from DAS at the time. And so I guess they've changed their mind. So, because we had the chance of choosing Teams to begin with, too. So anyway, we'll get that settled. So I want to start off my trainer's report, giving Virginia a chance to talk.
Okay. Well, you guys can't see me. That's okay. I wanted to announce that after many years of state service, that I will be retiring as of December 31st.
I'm sorry, that's not okay.
We didn't approve that.
We have to have a vote on that.
I move that we reject Virginia's.
I second.
Yeah, thanks. I've been here. Second. I've worked for the state many more years than I ever intended to. It's been a lot of fun. I have put in 15 years with the Judicial Department and then moved to the Ethics Commission for the past 27 years. So the time
is. What is your last day?
Well, my official retirement is December 31st.
Which year?
2 weeks from now.
Oh,
okay.
I was thinking you were talking about 2022 or something like that.
No. I will, however, continue to work here for the next period of time until the recruitment is done for my replacement, and looking forward to a smooth transition.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to miss you, Virginia. You are incredible.
Thank you.
That's a huge loss for state government, broadly speaking, as opposed not just for the Ethics Commission. So having standing here or sitting here as one person who is retired, I wish you well. It's been great for me, and I'm sure it'll be great for you. So congratulations.
I have a list as long as my arm of things that I've been wanting to do for years now. So,
and I wouldn't let her.
No, I'm blaming. So.
Congratulations,
so.
Virginia. I've known you for almost 20 years now, and I can't imagine this body without you being in it. So sounds like it's still a little too soon to say goodbye. I'm thankful that you're willing to continue to serve in this capacity while your replacement is recruited. But know when the time does come for you to turn in that key, you're going to be missed incredibly.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What's the process for recruiting, Mr. Burson?
It'll be like any other recruitment we do. We'll put an announcement out for the position, and we'll hold interviews. And,
okay.
Obviously, it's a very important position for me. They keep me organized. I get a kick out of this review of mine. Virginia was working from home. I had talked to Nathan to ask if I could take a look at it. She told me it was in her drawer. I immediately went to the copy machine and made a copy of it because I'm not allowed to have any originals. Right. And then I found out that was my copy that was in the drawer. So I wasted a little paper, but it had original staple marks in it, so I thought it was an original, and I'm just not allowed to have that. So that may be a question in the interviews. Are you going to allow Vaughn to have any originals? If they say yes, they're probably out. You know, my success here is in direct relation to her, and she's been the one thing that's been here the whole time. Even when I interviewed for this position, there was all kinds of commission members sitting there, but I knew she was the one I had to talk to, because I knew when I got out of the room, the first thing the commission was going to ask, did you live with that guy?
And they did.
She's been an important part of this agency and state government for a very long time, but we wish her well. She enjoy that retirement. So, but it's not going to happen right away. She's officially retiring by the end of the year, but I've decided to keep her on until the recruitment is done. We will not be double filling it, unfortunately. I just don't have the funds to do that, but I don't really want any kind of gaps between those positions. So anyway, I'll go on with my report now. Congratulations, Virginia.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So as far as the budget goes, we're still doing pretty well. We're a little over $200,000 below our limitation. So, but that will change a little bit because one of the other things we have to do for Virginia is we got to cash her out for all that vacation time and stuff that she has not taken here at the commission, working here and save that up. So there will be some payouts that go along with Virginia leaving. So that I suspect that will come down a little bit. We've asked for some laptops. I've talked about laptops. I told you we put some air purifiers in here. We have got approval from DAS that those can be COVID-related expenses here at the office, but they are still within our limitation. So I didn't ask for additional limitation because, as you can see, we have plenty here. There's no use going before the e-board trying to up your limitation when you don't really need it, because that's what they're going to tell you. So as you know, the governor's recommended budget came out. We did a little better than we did out of the analyst recommended budget, but don't think we have an extra $277,000 to spend. Basically, it was DAS and DOJ that did a little better, so they're going to charge us a little bit more, so they upped our limitation. But this is the first time this agency has been over $3 million in the history of the agency for a biennial budget, so I'm pretty excited about that fact. And like I said, that so we will go before the legislature and we'll defend this governor's budget that's there. I had copies. Did we send the copies out,
yes,
folks?
Yes.
So you folks have the budget, the actual documents in front of you. Once we actually get all the reports, we'll put one together and we'll have the full package that, so you guys can see the same thing that will be taken before the legislature. And by the way, whoever in this later agenda item on the elections becomes the chair, I will be asking that person to attend that session. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know if it's going to be sitting here talking to some legislators or if it's going to be in the building, but I've always asked the chair of the commission to attend that meeting because I think it's important for the committee members to see, you know, what the volunteers are doing, you know, what how it affects you and how the budget affects the work that we do and what you see from the public coming before us. Go down through here. So the audit, it's scheduled to come out in January. I get a kick out of the comments that Commissioner O'Day talked about earlier on the public official guide, because that was one thing that the auditors caught. So we are working on that. We're hoping to have that to you here really quick to get that done. But so far, what they've really seen is a lot of stuff that would really take some legislative action, things like having anonymous complaints, things like this. They're really policy decisions. It's not here with the commission. But hopefully we'll have this wrapped up in January, and hopefully by that January 29th meeting, that audit will be out. So as you might know, we're being sued again on a case. Linda Nesbita is suing the commission, saying that you dismissed it at preliminary review and she was entitled to an investigation. And so the Department of Justice has put in a motion to dismiss, and we have not heard on that motion as of yet, but that's where that case is at. Alan Kessler is the attorney representing them. You might remember he was the attorney that actually filed the complaint against another person and gotten standing that we should have opened the preliminary review. This is a little different. We actually opened a preliminary review. We did the preliminary review. We brought it before the commission. The commission voted unanimously to dismiss the complaint. And so, when you start looking at the 244, 260, you start getting past preliminary review, it takes a vote of the commission to actually move it into investigation. So we'll see what happens. We have a motion for dismiss it out there, and I'll keep you folks informed of what's going on with that
Mr. Burson, if I can pause you there for a second. Commissioner Hollister, you have a question?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So quickly, just I'm assuming that commissioners weren't named in their official capacity in that lawsuit, just named the entity?
No, it's against the commission itself, not the commissioners. So none of the commissioners were named, no. So basically what they're asking for remedy is that we do an investigation. However, you know the way the statutes are made up is once you folks dismiss something, there has to be a whole new set of records. There's really no kind of double jeopardy here to come back. And so, one of our issues is that the respondent that you actually dismissed that complaint on should be a party to this because they're really the only ones that get affected because what the remedy is to actually do an investigation. So it'd be doing an investigation of somebody you guys already dismissed. And so, there's arguments happening now. Hopefully we'll get an answer back soon that there was that they dismissed it, but I'll keep you folks informed. So I have, we got the governor's legislative concepts back. They are bill numbers, Senate Bill 60 through 63.
Do you have which is which, Ron?
Oh, shoot. I don't have
that. And if you don't,
here.
That's okay.
I don't have that here. I'm
no
sorry.
No problem.
The only one that was not moved forward was the attempt to define media. The governor's office did not move that one forward. So I can't remember all of the different ones that we have right now.
That's okay. Mr. Chair, Director Burson, and I'm not trying to revisit this issue substantively, but did the governor's office provide any reason for not moving forward on the media definition issue? And if not, that's okay.
They did not.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It was my judgment as a former lobbyist is that was going to be a heavy lift no matter what. But that's, others may agree with that, like Mr. O'Day, who's nodding his head.
Yeah, it's just, I mean,
thank you.
I mean, look at the body that probably needs to do that is the legislative body.
Yes.
But at this point, the governor did not want to ask that. Doesn't mean that the legislature itself won't take it up. But somebody's going to have to ask him, and we do not do that.
No, that's fair. So. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so the only last thing, I was a reminder from Virginia that private vehicle authorization forms were sent out. Please get those back to us. I know most of you are not driving in here, but with the vaccine out there and stuff, hopefully in the next year we can start meeting again. It'd be nice to see everybody in the room. I think it's kind of part of the experience that's been missed here. But anyway, if you could sign those and get them back to us, I'd appreciate it. The only thing I'll tell Nathan is if after the meeting, if you could provide me with the address you would like the materials to go to for you to sign, if you could do that.
Absolutely.
Don't do it on the record, yeah. But if you could do it, if
yeah.
you just call
Absolutely.
After the meeting and tell us that. We will try to next day those to you and give you a postage paid envelope to get everything back to us. So,
excellent. Thank you.
And that's all I have, Chair, unless there's questions.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion. Mr. Chair, I have a motion for your consideration.
Okay.
I move that the Commission cast a unanimous ballot expressing a huge degree of thanks to Virginia for her service to the Ethics Commission, as well as Oregonians in general, and I would like that to be part of the official record for this meeting on December 18th.
Nice. All right. Fair enough.
Thank you.
I think we can do that on a voice vote, probably. All right, all in favor of that, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Oh, I didn't get a vote, did I?
Thank you, everyone.
I'll vote for that, though.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Fiska. So next up, we have the election of chair and vice chair for 2021. So I just want to say that any commissioner is eligible to nominate another commissioner, to nominate themselves. And we will begin with the election of chair. And we'll go through a discussion, if there is any, and then we'll go through a roll call vote. and then we'll move on to vice chair.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion for consideration of you and my commission colleagues. It is that I move that the commission elect Dan Mason as the chair of the commission for the next year.
So moved by Commissioner Fiskum. Any discussion?
So,
this is Commissioner Edwards. I would just like to voice in support of Commissioner Fiskum's motion. I think that Commissioner Mason served well as vice chair and has been a really great member of the board, and I look forward to supporting this vote.
Awesome. Thank you, Commissioner Edwards. Anyone else? Any other nominations?
Mr. Chair, hearing none, whatever the proper motion is, I move that we cast a unanimous ballot to elect Dan Mason as our chair for the next year.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead, just for purposes of the record, let's do a roll call vote on that. So if we could get a roll call vote on the motion to elect Commissioner Mason as chair for 2021.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister.
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason. Oh.
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr.
Aye.
Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Congratulations, Commissioner Mason.
Thank you, Chair Sosa. I do appreciate you all, and definitely appreciate the vote of confidence. And I'm looking forward to a lively 2021.
Very good.
It'll be there.
And now on to Vice Chair. Any nominations?
Mr. Chair, if I may, I'd like to nominate Commissioner David Fiskum to serve as Vice Chair for 2021.
Very good. All right. So moved. Any discussion on that? Any other nominations? Seeing none, we will proceed with a roll call vote to elect Commissioner Fiskum as Vice Chair for next year.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye. Oh,
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Congratulations, Mr. Fiskum.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
Fiskum.
That's for both of them.
I know. I knew that.
Okay, good. Well, I was just talking for you.
I know that.
Okay.
And the last item is the Executive Director Performance Review, which we discussed. Ron, thank you again for all your
work. Well, I actually put this on the agenda, Chair, because I am asking the commission to raise my salary. So in this last year, the governor approved a 10th step for executive officials and other state employees. I've been at the 9th step for probably, well, it's over 5 years anyway. And so the way it works is you get that on your next salary eligibility date, which for me is until May. And so what I'm really asking the commission to do is essentially move that May 10th step up to January 1st. And so you do it through a special merit increase, which requires a review of my performance. And so I'm basically just asking for 5 months to move that step up 5 months. So in May, there would not be another raise, just to be clear. There's just one raise to be had. And so it takes a vote of the commission to do that, and so that's why I put this on. It also has to be done in open session, and so that's why we're talking about, because you can't talk about salary in executive session. So,
Mr. Chair, I have a motion. Are you ready to receive it?
Yes, Mr. Fiskum, go ahead.
I would move that the commission endorse moving Mr. Burson to step 10 on the salary scale effective January 1, 2021.
So moved. Any discussion? Yeah, Commissioner Day.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As Ron knows, I have been in the past the commissioner who's always asked, hey, what can we do about your salary? I just want to say I'm glad that we get this opportunity to do this for you, Ron. I wish it could have come sooner.
Me too.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other discussion questions?
Chair Sosa, I completely agree with Commissioner O'Day and excited to support this. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Mason. And Commissioner Hollister.
Chair Sosa, I just wanted to add that based on our annual performance review of Director Burson, I think this special merit increase is well deserved.
Thank you. Comment.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner Hollister. Okay, any other questions or comments? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay, well, that concludes our meeting, everyone. I just want to say that serving as chair this past year has been one of the great honors of my life, and I thank you all for the opportunity. I have very much missed seeing all of my colleagues in person. I did enjoy getting to see Krishna Starr at one of our meetings and Krishna Fiskum. So I just hope that before my term on this commission ends next year, that you all get to meet in person again. And I wish everybody a very happy, a very safe holiday season. Merry Christmas.
You too.
And Happy New Year to everyone.
You too, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, Chair.
Good to see you all. Stay safe.
You too.
You too.
Don't.